Show on Red FM. Conversation that matters.
Be part of the conversation. The Neil Prendeville Show with Elevate Credit Union. I give out the weather forecast hourly and it returned with this text. One of the texters from overseas says, listening to you this morning from sunny Tenerife, looking forward to 26 degrees again today. But I'm actually starting to miss the rain in Cork already. A lot of smiley, laughy faces after that. 26 is just absolutely perfect, isn't it? You wouldn't want it any higher, and it certainly is very livable. So enjoy your time in Tenerife, and you come back soon. Maybe you might bring the sunshine with you. All right then, Jake the Man, let's do this, because we're going to film this as well for online and for socials. King Colas, this French company, are down on Leaside at the moment in the Douglas Court Shopping Centre. They opened a unit there. You can go in and buy a package or a box or a parcel. You won't know what's inside in it. You pay by the weight. So they've sent me one now. These are mystery parcels, right? So it could be parcels that weren't delivered or had the wrong address or weren't collected or anything. And they buy all of these parcels, I guess, off the likes of, I don't know, Temu and Shein and possibly Amazon and stuff like that. So they buy them and then they sell them to the public. So you have queues of people down at Douglas Court this morning, spending hard-earned money, good cash, on boxes and parcels that they don't know the contents of. So Seamus has brought me back one this morning. We estimate that this box, this mystery box, cost in and around 90 euro, right? 90 euro. So what are the contents? Oh, I say, I got a great haul here. I'd say I'm in the money here, lads. Hold the line. Don't go anywhere, lads. Somebody jump in here and help. Do you mind? Anybody knocking around? Fia, come on in here and give me a... Got Fia in on work placement at the moment, so... A car retainer clip plastic fastener. I mean, in all fairness. You know, the panel from your door comes off or something. You get maybe 500,000 little fasteners. So you can keep that. Jump in. Don't be afraid. You open that one, and I'll open this one. So car door fasteners. Here, have a go at that one there, Shea Machine. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Oh my God. But what is it? I know that that's some... Is that some kind of a swimming costume? What is this? What the heck is this? What is it? A dress. So are there not like male and equivalent boxes that you can go in and just get a box with an M on it or an F? Another dress.
That's your colour now.
I'm making out like a bandit. There's another one. And another one. And another one. So far now, I will be seriously disappointed. Oh no, another dress. I mean, you're the fashionista here. Would anybody actually wear these things? No? Would you?
No.
Where's my iPhone? Where's my bar of gold? Come on.
You got an itsy bitsy teeny weeny black and white polka dot bikini.
I totally did. I totally did.
Brilliant.
This has got to be good. This one. Seriously. Something that's been previously opened. Oh. Fecking light bulbs for a motor car.
Oh, God.
Light bulbs for a motor car.
We're videoing all of this now to be up on our socials in the next while. So you'll be able to see.
Do that one for me. Excited? Fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Enjoying it? That's bad. I mean, what is that?
Tablecloth.
A tablecloth? I mean, there's no excitement at all in this.
Well, you have a full wardrobe. You have a new wardrobe.
A skipping rope. I mean, it beggars belief that people go in... Right? And spend 90 euro or 100 euro on a box of stuff that you don't know what it is. and me as a male to go in, and this is what I get. Seriously, like.
Well, it gets worse, actually. There's some audio there of a guy Seamus spoke to who's after buying a 5kg box. So that must have cost him, I don't know, anywhere between 200 and 300 euro.
What weight is this?
3kg.
Three?
Yeah.
Of junk. And women's clothes and tablecloths. Bulbs for motor cars.
I have to say, though, people are obsessed. Everyone in the entire studio is in looking to see what.
But how would you feel then if you had spent it?
I would feel like I did when I was a child and I got a lucky bag and there was nothing in it except a spinning top, do you know, or a little fish that rolled around in your hand.
I mean, the only, yeah, absolutely. But the only bit of kind of pleasure you get out of it is the anticipation of getting something brilliant.
I know.
And then you don't.
Mixed views online as well, I have to say. Some people are, some people did get the iPhones and, you know.
Okay, the last word is to you on this, because you said whatever is in the box you want, you can have it.
Oh,
with a heart and a half.
I'll be going on Vinted, I'd say, for those dresses.
I could say something really sexist and unkind, like along the lines of, but you wouldn't know where to put a bulb for a headlight in a motor car. I know you'd like to put it. Anyway, have you been down there? Get in touch. Let's know what was in your parcel, package or box. Text 0868104106.
Come here, play that audio there as well of your man unboxing his 5kg one.
Is this this morning, is it?
Yeah.
Cheers, God, Jake, my man.
How much did you pay for that move?
I'm ashamed to say it.
Go on.
266.
Wow. Well, and that's five kg, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, but these are the good ones, aren't they? These are the premium ones.
Yeah. These are fitted clothes.
Well, the young fella there behind me, he got a dress and he's not too sure whether it's his size or not, so you could be lucky. You could do a bit of a swap.
What the hell? Shower curtain.
The missus would be delighted, would you?
Halogen light bulbs.
For a Volvo. Do you drive a Volvo?
No.
It's going well, isn't it?
Yeah.
That might be your next purchase, will it? You have the light bulbs, you might as well.
Ah. String light decorations.
Nice one. Well, just pity you didn't have those 2 months ago.
Hey, you can open that.
Come on, we're all rooting for
come
you.
On. Come on.
Go on.
Come on.
Come on.
You can do it.
Jeez, the nails will be destroyed.
I know. A tablecloth.
But it's a premium one.
Jesus. You took a chance on you. I'll open the rest when I get home. I said.
Oh, there's the rug.
Feels like a rug.
Yeah.
I'll take a chance.
You got one more song.
Oh, this looks touchy, you know, if it's double wrapped.
Some Amazon on it. What do they know now?
Oh,
it's a tent, actually.
It's a tent.
Oh, yeah.
A tent? He made out like a bandit. I wouldn't mind a tent. But he also got car bulbs, car light bulbs, and there seems to be a run on tablecloths and things like that. Shower curtains. I'm just curious, just thinking out loud, are these things really that people didn't collect or ordered and the order went astray and nobody collected? Or are they things from warehouses that people could not sell and they bought things that people just have no interest in selling? I mean, why is everybody getting car light bulbs?
The amount of boxes of rubbish I have at home, I'm actually going to bring everyone in the office in one tomorrow.
Start doing this
you
ourselves.
Know what you'd find. Yeah, I'm looking at your stuff here. Hilarious. Set of plastic fasteners, three dresses, a tablecloth, a swimsuit, set of light bulbs, double motor vibration controller.
A what? Oh,
a double motion vibration controller. Don't even ask. We don't know what it's for.
Oh, it's for like
a gaming.
Gaming.
But is it going to work for your game? Do you know what I mean?
Controller. I'll take that for the boys.
I think it's really bad for waste.
You don't be giving it to kids. Get them outdoors playing ball.
Exactly. Yeah.
Has anybody made out like a bandit and scored some real wins? Text 0868104106.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.